Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
Friday night, we're just gonna jump right into it. Some new Mariah Carey, Friday Night Live, DJ E Monster, and Miss Unbelievable. We just went live. Don't forget to like, comment, and share our links. Let's go! Yeah, Monstrous Radio coming to you live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Up next, I got J-Rock and Jeremiah. This is called Tap Out. After that, we're going to check in with Miss Unbelievable. Oh, wait.
Back shots smoking on the
bomb.
Back shots going to go down when we leave. And I got squad in the back. Oh, yeah, yeah. And foreign car in the back. Oh, yeah, yeah. Looking like stars in the back. Oh, yeah. She want it. Tap out. Until she tap out. Until she tap out. Oh, she wanna play till the morning. And I'ma give it to her like she want it.
Only when I slide to the back, close eyes.
$100,000 dead man's in the safe with it. Know what I'm about, sip some, blow an eighth with you, bring it to the house. Fuck you in the car in the back, oh yeah, yeah. Fuck you so good, call back, oh yeah, yeah. For real though, how many fucks I give? Zero, Eastside, Johnny Nim. Mama maxed out and I put that on Mama Nim. Let me top you out.
Whoa. She want it. Tap out. Until she tap out. Until she tap out. Oh, she wanna play till the morning. And I'ma give it to her like she want it.
Slide on the gram looking for a new B.I. Don't fall through back ups. I'ma be a B.I. Put it in my face. I'ma lurk though. Ass like Bernie's Virgos. Capricorn, Libra, Virgo. Slime down your tongue like Merlot. Zodiac girl, what's your Zodiac? That's your boyfriend. Well, I know he mad. How you feel? I may be too raw for you, too real. I know your homegirl wanna pop pills. Ducked off in them Hollywood Hills. I be on bullshit, we be on bullshit. Pull up on me one time, know you ain't doing shit. I be on the front line, watch hand, ballin' when it's crunch time. I ain't like,
oh,
I ain't like.
Whoa, back shots smoking on the bomb this week. Back shots gonna go down with me. She want it. Tap out. Until she tap out. Until she tap out. Oh, she wanna play till the morning. And I'ma give it to her like she want it.
Friday Night Live, DJ E Monster, Miss Unbelievable. So you already know how I feel. You can tell by my voice. It is. I'm feeling monstrous. But let's check in with the lady. So how you feeling tonight, Mama? You all right? You all right?
I'm all right. You know, I'll be all right. Mm-hmm. You know, just tired.
Okay.
Just a little tired. Just a little bit. Just a little
just
tired.
Okay, okay. The work week done wore down on you just a little bit. A little bit.
No, a lot of bit. It done told me up. But you know, it's Friday. It done told me up, but it's Friday. You know, so you do what you do. You come home and you chill on a Friday. Friday.
Okay, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, so let's see. We got a nice little lineup for y'all tonight. Let's see. I got some more new music for y'all. Y'all heard I had Mariah Carey. Let's see. That was J-Rock. Let's see. Let's see. We got our Who's Bumping Who's Getting Fat. We still got our weather report. We still give y'all some fashion tips on a Friday night. And hopefully I can find an event to tell y'all about. I don't know. Maybe somebody call us up and let us know what they got going on in they neck of the woods. But until then, you know, we just gonna do what we do, players and playettes. You know what I mean? Stay monstrous. Get y'all ready for the weekend. You know what I mean? Because
we work
to live. We don't live to just work. If you're hardworking hustler,
you did good.
You understand what I'm saying.
You did good.
Say,
you did good. I mean, you did good. You did good.
Okay.
Yeah. It makes sense.
That.
You did good. That is. Good job.
Right. So what are some of the things we're going to talk about later on tonight on this Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, Monstrous Radio Live exclusive? I guess entertainment news is not exclusive, but what we got.
See, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. You was doing good. Don't do it. Just don't.
Thanks.
We got 50 Cent. We got an earthquake. We got to talk about that. Remy Ma. I got some R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I got to give some update about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh. Woo! She got it. She got his name right. Okay.
Well, I'm tired of people, you know, screaming at me. as if I curl. but you know, his name gonna change anyway. It's gonna be like Tekashi inmate number 6954327. So I mean, that's about it if I get it right. Actually, he's gonna go by his government name. I can't remember what that is, but you know, it's all good. Mm-hmm. I promise you, okay. I won't call him whoever I called him before. You know, I didn't even know that person existed. But anyway,
I didn't even know
it's
that
Friday
person
night
even
night.
Existed. Had the name all twisted up. So, all right, y'all. If y'all ever miss any shows that we do, because some of these shows got the real wow factor. I'm just saying, you're gonna listen and be like, wow factor. Make sure you check out the archives. You can find those at monsterusradio.com. You can listen to those 24/7, 365. The only thing we charge is that you share them. You dig? That's the only fee. Just share it. That's all. You dig? So, all right, let me see. Like I said, I got some more hot new music. I even got one throwback that I want to play for y'all coming up. Should I get to my throwback now or should I wait? I'm going to do it now. Fuck it. Let's get it out the way.
Right.
Let's go ahead and get
it
out the way. Get in.
Let's get it.
All right.
Let's
some
go.
Of y'all, some of y'all might notice. Some of y'all might not. Uh-huh. Some young bucks wanting to get to know you. G-Unit and Joe. Club music.
In my eyes, swinging them hips when you pass. I'm visualizing my name tattooed on that ass, baby. Jump on this Harley, let's go smoke some of that Bob Marley. Sip some Bacardi, then go pull up at the after party. I think we make a perfect couple, but you think I'm trouble. Maybe that's the reason you gave me the wrong number. She got me feeling like maybe she the wrong woman. Think I'ma be chasing the chicken head, you own something. Your toes painted, head fixed all the time. And your Gucci boots the same color as mine. If you read between the lines, you can see that I want you. I bet you how you doing what you said that you won't do. Make a decision, shorty, good things don't last long. Your girlfriend keeps showing me that thong. Before I head home, I'ma stop at your house and blow the horn. If you come outside, you know it's on. Holla at your boy. Wonder why I don't call her. Maybe because I'm busy and she needs someone to spoil her. It gets annoying from time to time. I gotta ignore her in order to let her know that we friends and nothing more. She loves it when I'm in town, hate it when I'm not around. I get her and wear it down. Next door neighbors hear the sound. Pictures hitting the ground. It's enough to hold her down. I'm sticking and moving, cruising after the third round. Just lay back, baby, and let me drive you crazy. I can make a 40-year-old feel like a young lady. I admit I fell in love with a frame. And I make her feel special. I let her call me by my government name. Her panties wet over fame. Fell in love with my chain. I wonder if I wasn't an entertainer, would she remain? Surrounding me, hounding me, trying to be my homie. I'm not your boyfriend, I'm your homie.
I wanna be your watching her lick her lips, or watching her walk, she hypnotized me with her hips, man. I sweet talk her if she like, cause all she really want is a nigga to treat her right, right. Look, I'm legit now, I used to break laws. Now you can reap the benefits of world tours. Big house, big bins, girl, get your shows. Mink coats, Italian shoes, stones with no flaws. You ain't got to look like a model for me to adore you. All you gotta do is love me and be loyal. Don't indulge in my past, fuck what happened before you. Cause to me some honeys don't hate you, they never saw you. Come here, let me touch on you, I let you touch on me. Put my tongue on you, you put your tongue on me. Let me ride on you and you can ride on. We can do it all at night, we can have a ball at night.
I love you.
Yeah, that's some G Unit for y'all. Young Buck, I want to get to know you. Yeah, somebody going to try to get to know your ass later on tonight. So, I got one more track to play. Then we're going to open up the lines. Looks like we got Jungle Love in the house. We're going to find out if that's her, Miss Electrifying Kim, in just a few moments. We're going to open up the lines right after this because we get into our weather report with Miss Unbelievable. But for right now, I want to take a moment, send a big ass, humongous, monstrous salute to my baby sister. It's your birthday, girl. Yeah. I know you like this song, so this one's for you. The remix, Birthday Cake, Rihanna, Chris Brown. This one goes to you, sis. Let's go, baby girl. Yeah, Monstrous Radio, Friday Night Live. Number, mama.
424-243-9649. Press 1.
Yeah.
Put your name on it.
So, all right, we're back here, Monsters Radio Live, on a Friday night trying to get y'all ready for the weekend, whether y'all going to the club or y'all just going to sit in the house, drink some wine, play with yourself or play with your lover. Either way it go, we got you covered. So, all right. Check it out. Let me see. Let's do our weather report, and then we're going to go over here and check out what our line right quick. So let me see. Let me get you some background music now, Mama. Let me get you some background music. There you go. Okay. So tell us, what's the weather like and all the monster response? Hello.
Okay. So in Minneapolis, it's sitting at 30 degrees. In London tonight, it's 45. Perry is 46. Atlanta is 59. Phoenix is 64. San Juan is 81. And New York is sitting at 40. There you go with the Monsters Radio weather report for tonight.
Okay, there we go. So it looks like San Juan was one of the hot spots tonight. So if you're in San Juan, don't you call in here tonight. We'll hang up on your ass because it's bird fall in Minnesota. It is. I'm just saying, we're going to keep it monstrous on a Friday night. So, all right, let's see. Like we said, we got the who's bumping who's getting fat. We got a weather report coming up. Or not weather, my bag. Look, I'm just a little anxious. Like you said, I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
We got a fashion report. That's what it's called, a fashion report. Give y'all some tips on what y'all can wear tonight. You're going out to kick it. But for now, let's go over here and see who we got on the line. 320-493. Who we got on the line? Hello.
You already know, Daddy. What's happening, baby?
Jungle Love in the house. Look out. What's good, Kim?
Hey, honey. Right now, I am on 71 or getting ready to get on 71 and take my black ass home to no lights because the lights just got knocked out. And it is a nice 41 degrees down here in Kansas City, Missouri, the home of Tech Nine. What's up, baby?
What's up, girly girl? Hey, Neil. Change the name, everyone. Tech Nine. If you listening, yes. You popular a little bit. Call in so I can know who you really is. I'm just saying.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna see if I can link up with his people to see if I can get him on the air. Don't quote me on that. Don't hold me to it. But I do know where the headquarters for Strange Music is down here. And So we don't never ever ever get him a second with Tekashi 6ix9ine ever again.
Right.
I love you. It's unbelievable. I love you.
Girl, I didn't even know that somebody named Tech Nine existed. I was just being funny. I didn't know that was somebody for real. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I was just, you know, naming some names that sounded like Tekashi.
Oh, yes, honey. Tech Nine. I'm not going to say he put Kansas City on the map. But Tech Nine does it for Kansas City, though. Yes. Right.
Well, and all right, representing Kansas City. All right, Kansas City.
All motherfucking Tech Nine from Toledo. Yes. Hi.
Just to kind of put who he is in perspective. Just to kind of put, just you know what I mean. Just to give him his props while we're here. Tech Nine. He is like one of the ultimates when it comes to artists. A lot of people think of Tech Nine, they just think of a rapper, but no, all of his fans really know who he is. Like, he started his own business, and he makes most of his own revenue. He did it without a company, without getting signed, and he's made millions and millions of dollars, and he is that dude when it comes to music. Everybody in music knows who Tech Nine is. You dig? I'm talking about that a business player. Whether they try to emulate him, do whatever. But, yeah, Tech Nine is, like, yeah, a powerhouse within the music industry. So if you ever need somebody to look up, if you guys out there don't know who he is, if you ever need an interesting story, his story alone is phenomenal to be an artist and come up.
So
check him out, Tech Nine. Hopefully we can get him on the air, you know what I mean, do an interview with him for a hot minute because I know he's probably very busy, but – we played a lot of his music when it first came out. I don't know, that was before our system crashed. I'll look to see if I got something in here, but Tech Nine is that dude.
Yes, Tech Nine, you know, like I said, when and I'm not going to put the name out there, when we got them mixed up with Tekashi 6ix9ine, Tech Nine, he might do Strange, he might be part of Strange Music, but the man did, you might as well say he did put Kansas City on the map. Even though there's other rappers that's down here that does their thing, but they're not down here doing it like Tech. straight up. They're not putting Kansas City on the map. They're not putting the hometown on the map like Tech Nine is. I will say that.
Right.
The man is strange is all day long, but his music goes up.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what's up with him. So I guess we got time to just go ahead and run into our who's bumping, who's getting fatty. Ain't nobody else better than have Kim with us, because you know Kim always got something to say. All right, unbelievable. What we got tonight on this who's bumping who's getting fat, also known as the gossip lifestyle on a Friday Night Live.
Okay, so this just in, Lyrica, I don't know if she's from, you know, the TV show, they named her baby Ocean Zion Bentley. Just going to put that there. Ocean Zion Bentley. Going to leave that right there. I'm just going
to did she have a baby by that old dude who was he with? I can't remember. What's his name? Mr. Bentley. Is that who she had a baby by? Mr. Bentley?
You talking about Mr. Bentley?
Huh? Cool.
You talking about Puff Daddy's Bentley?
Yeah, that's why I was going to say, wasn't he with Puff Daddy? But no.
Nah.
But no baby by him. Okay.
No baby by him.
But okay, say it one more time.
Ocean. Zion.
Ocean.
Bentley.
Ocean.
Okay.
Zion. Bentley.
Okay, so Miss Unbelievable, was this a boy or a girl?
It doesn't say. It just says the baby's name is Ocean Zion Bentley. It don't say yet. It don't say. That's just the name. Now, I don't know if she done had it or not. You know how some people put the name out before they have it, so.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. That's a beautiful name. That's a beautiful name. That's a beautiful name. Ocean Zion. Come on now. That's a beautiful name. Now, the Bentley part sounded a little promotional. I don't know if they're getting some money from Rolls Royce, but I'm just saying, Ocean Zion, that's a beautiful name. And can you imagine driving down the ocean and Zion in a Bentley? Oh, that's a beautiful phrase. Beautiful. That's just a beautiful name. Beautiful name. Beautiful name.
Oh,
y'all looking at me like you crazy.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just... another gang member indicted in the Tekashi 6ix9ine racketeering case. So developments in the Tekashi 6ix9ine case continue to unravel day by day. As now, another one of the rapper's associates has been indicted in the federal racketeering case. Ronald Roe Murder Martin was arrested the Friday after Thanksgiving by the U.S. Marshals and is suspected to be an active member of the Trey Three-Way, a.k.a. the Nine Trey Gangsta Blood. He is one of the seven co-defendants that has been arrested in the case and is thought to be the muscle behind various crimes committed by the gang. Other new documents reveal that co-defendant Jamal Mel Murder Jones is presumed to be the godfather of Trey Three-Way, confirmed by the recorded phone calls from prison between all the co-defendants. They stupid. All the co-defendants. Jones is facing a total of 10 charges that include trafficking heroin, fentanyl, and MDM, and is included in the wiretap transcripts that insinuated 6ix9ine was a snitch and needed to get violated by his crew. More details to come, and y'all know I'm going to read them.
Oh, my God. I done passed up the liquor store listening to this one. So, Tekashi 6ix9ine was supposedly a snitch?
Well, what had happened was he was saying that he didn't like his crew at a time and he couldn't trust them. So I think they're trying to say he was the snitch through it all, but it hasn't been confirmed or denied. So I'm keeping the story alive, and it'll unfold as we get information about it. Because somebody's the snitch.
See, what went down was, I think, I can't, now you'll have to forgive me, but I just want to say it's on the same level as like The Breakfast Show. If it wasn't The Breakfast Show, he went on a show that was like The Breakfast Show, you know, a Funk Flex or something like that. But he went on a major interview and said he was going to fire his crew. He didn't trust them. They wasn't doing what they were supposed to do. They wasn't doing their job, and all these type of things. So he just came out to blue and put his whole crew on blast. So that's what they're mad about. He didn't go behind closed door and say, look, y'all need to step it up. This is what's going on, blue, blue. No, he took it to the media. You dig?
Oh, wow.
So he took house problems to the media. And that's what his crew is mad about.
He aired out his dirty laundry. Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. I mean, you know, I had heard about him being in trouble and facing like 25 years to life and all this other, you know, this other thing or whatever. But I did not know, like, the depths of what it was that he was going through. Jeez Louise. And then to have that label put out there on your name that it's possible you're a snitch. Ooh.
While you're in jail in New York.
Right.
And general population.
Okay. Yeah. The dude had got beat up before he went to fucking prison, so he's about to be somebody's prison bitch. Ooh. He's sitting there looking like
and he don't got his gang behind him. And he don't got his gang behind him.
Ooh, yeah, he's about to be somebody's colorful Lucky Charm prison bitch. Ooh.
Yeah, all that shit he said about all those powerful people.
Okay. I'm not trying to take away from Miss Unbelievable, but I was thinking, like, you know, I was thinking about Tekashi 6ix9ine. Like, how is it that all this information is getting out about these stars and all this other shit? It's the powers that be, or the powers at be, that is sitting here putting these people's business out there like that to get their ass caught the fuck up because they're not either bending over, taking it from the back, or they're not giving it from the back. You know what I mean?
Well, one, Fat Joe told Tekashi 6ix9ine in an interview, he told them, they're coming for you, bro. They're going to come for you hard. He had already told them. Now, whether he was listening or not to the OG, I don't know. It don't look like it. But they not making it hard, as you see from all the stuff they're putting out there. They're self-incriminating themselves.
Right.
Or he's self-incriminating himself. Allowing somebody to record him, tell somebody to be somewhere, and then say, I got $30,000 on it, and whoever get it. Da-da-da, da-da-da. You know what I mean? They don't need much. They don't need nothing. They exposing it. They talking them on social media. They don't need much. All they got to do is everybody put hashtag repost.
Right.
Well, first of all, you can't say you about that life. Like I said before, you can't say you about that life then turn around and not be about that life. And then announce you ain't about that life. It was you trying to do it just to get, you know, record sales. Because that about that life will catch up on you. And then you're going to have to live it. And if you can't live it, then you shouldn't be fronting like you can or you will.
Right?
Right. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Sheriff Deputy exposes R. Kelly for creeping with his wife on the low, and that's not even the worst part. All right. R. Kelly better make room in his schedule. And the controversy over his alleged relationship with much younger woman, the self-proclaimed Pied Piper of R&B, has more trouble on the horizon. According to court documents obtained by The Blast, Kenny Bryant, the Mississippi sheriff, sued R. Kelly for allegedly having an affair with his wife and destroying his marriage, plans to question the R&B under oath. What a mess, right? Apparently, Mississippi is one of the only states that allow a person to sue someone for ruining a marriage. Oh, good Lord, I didn't know that. Oh, and Brian says that R. Kelly gave his wife chlamydia, too, which she supposedly contracted during a six-month period between October 2012 and February 2013 when the married duo were not intimate with each other. Mississippi sheriff plans to question R. Kelly under oath. The singer alleged with his wife R. Kelly has filed documents to reveal that he does indeed know Brian's wife. He denies that he slept with her during Brian's marriage. He wants the case thrown out. Brian admits he knew his wife had prior relationships with the R&B singer, but he was assured that it was because he wed Asia Childish on July 15th. And he claims that she suggested that they move to Georgia, which they did, despite having no job prospects, so they could be closer to her lover. The duo tried to work on their relationship, but Brian revealed he could not prevail against R. Kelly, continue intimate overtures to Childress. She eventually asked for a divorce, which may have been caused by Brian to suffer from emotional, psychological, and financial losses. Beyond that, Brian is suing the R. Kelly for depriving him of his spouse's love, support, conjugal affection. He plans to give Kelly a deposition at his lawyer's office and be day to day until it's complete.
Okay.
Well, go ahead, Kim.
So he wants to sue R. Kelly. He wants to sue Kel because he ain't getting a snappy nappy.
Well,
that's what
this is. Yeah, I'm really surprised. This right here, this story right here, this one. Right, matter of fact, let's get some background music going, because this story right here has been going for a while now. I talked about this story probably about a good year ago. And yes, and I thought it was more states. I could have swore I thought Minnesota was one of them, but apparently from your thing, I'm wrong. But I had talked about, you know, about how you can get sued for ruining somebody's marriage. Apparently what happened is the lady and Kells must have had something going on before, or they met at a concert, right? The lady and Kells had something going on, blah, blah, blah. The husband and her were having problems. They were supposed to get back together, but every time they were trying to get back together and make shit solid, R. Kelly would hit her up on the low. Or when he would come into town, she would hit up Kells. They would have an engagement, whatever. Now, I'm not trying to blame nobody, but I'm just going to say how I feel. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but her little sneaky ass tried to move closer to where Kells was.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Right.
So that's what she was trying. He's like, wait, what the fuck? So now he actually went to Kells and said, please stop messing with my wife. I'm trying to get back with her. I'm trying to fix stuff up with my wife. Right? So he asked Kells to bow out. Kells ain't bowing out. Kells is like, the pussy chasing me, bro. I can't run that fast. You dig? It's going to catch me. So this story is still going on. So that's what he's suing for. He's suing because Kells won't leave her alone. He saying he's out of that. But, I mean, I don't know how it's going to play out in court because in reality, that's on her. But he's saying that because of the influence of R. Kelly, of who he is, that's why they're having problems in
getting married.
So that's what, exactly. So that's what this whole ordeal with them is pretty much summed up about in so many words from what I gathered. But yeah, this story's been going on for a while now. So, wow. Yeah.
So now it's hitting the courts and depositions are starting. And, you know, when depositions start, they can ask him any question they want. And it ain't got, sometimes it ain't got to have nothing to do with the case. It'll just be a court documents, which becomes public after the case is started. So,
yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, he can get money for punitive damage, penises damages.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Penis use damages. My
punitive
bad.
Damages.
I tried to make that work. Yeah.
Okay. Y'all forgive me because my background, I'm in the neighborhood store right now. So I'm dropping one of my retarded friends off. So yeah, I'll be hearing some stuff in my background that's not normal.
Well, they didn't hear that. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and mute it right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought
right,
she had
I'm
a story piece.
Okay,
ahead,
so moving on. Rabbi Remy Ma found in contempt of court after failing to turn over documents in Tamar Braxton's husband's legal battle. A judge has found Remy Ma in contempt for blowing off a subpoena relating her, Tamar Braxton's husband, and the rapper now has 30 days to comply or she will be hit with sanctions. On November 28th, a judge ordered Remy Ma to turn over all her financial documents relating to her work with Vince Hubert as part of his legal battle with a music company named LDNX Records. The judge gave Remy Ma a month to answer all questions regarding projects she worked on with Vince and how much money he may be owed of any of their joint work. The rapper was also ordered to hand to the courts any money she owes to Vince so it can be turned over to LDNX. Remy was managed by Vince until earlier this year when they split ways. Earlier this year, LDNX Records filed court documents explaining they have been trying to collect on a $380K owed to them by Vince Herbert and demanded the music exec be found in contempt of court, along with Lady Gaga, Remy, and Interscope Records. The music company won a judgment against Vince in 2017 after suing him over a business deal gone south. They claim to have not been paid a dime from Vince and are trying to figure out the source of his income so they can seize the money until the $380K is satisfied. LDNX accused Gaga, Remy, and the record label of failing to provide complete and accurate answers to the information they demanded from the subpoena. LDNX demanded sanctions against Gaga and Vince along with Remy. Gaga eventually turned over the request information and they are no longer seeking sanctions or contempt against her. The case is ongoing.
Wow. Okay. Hey. Man, that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, because, you know, let that get to her PO, you know, or, you know, anything that she just better do what she need to do because, yeah, that ain't looking good for
thinking.
Her considering.
Yeah,
you know, she just got out of legal issues. But it's kind of hard to get everything together because sometimes you don't know what is theirs and what is yours. So it's not easy to put papers together and finances together, especially when it's got intertwined with your husband's stuff as well. So, yeah, Vince just went downhill after him and Tamar just had a rough time. So he needs to get his business together and stop having everybody be involved with his mess. He needed to get it together.
Right. Yeah, true that. Yeah, message to all you people out there in the industry, whether it's music, authors, shit, even if you babysit on the weekends, get your shit in contract and check up on that all at all times. Every quarter, I need some information. So, all right, let's see. What else we got over there?
And make sure you have good records. Keep good records. Okay. Earthquake 7.0 rocks Alaska, destroying roads, triggers, and tsunami warning. So this just happened today. The largest city in Alaska woke up to a horrifying and devastating 7.0 earthquake, swaying buildings, buckling roads, and knocking down telephone towers. The powerful earthquake struck Anchorage around 8:30 a.m. local time, and the aftershocks were nearly as powerful. People reported started going back inside buildings after the first quake rocked, only to send them running back outside when a 5.8 aftershock hit. Immediately following the shake, the National Weather Service issued a tsunami warning for the southern Alaska coastal area. Residents have been instructed to head to higher grounds, but the warning was later called off. A reporter of KTVA from Canada was inside the courthouse when the building started shaking. It's terrifying to watch the terror easily lasting over a minute long. Scary fact, Alaska vulnerable to large earthquakes because of tectonic plates sliding past each other under the region has the strongest recorded earthquake in U.S. history with a magnitude of 9.2 quake.
They said the biggest was a 9.2, or they had a
9.2. They had a 9.2 there.
Before. Okay.
Before.
Wow. So they had a 7-piece on the Richter scale. That's heavy, people. I know all y'all in L.A., in the California, Vegas area, I know all y'all know what that's all about right there. A 7.0, though? Wow, I'm used to hearing a 3 or 4. I'm like, damn, I hear a 5. I'm like, oh, Lord. But a 7? A 7? Wow.
A 7. Okay. Have you ever been in an earthquake?
No.
It is the freakiest. It's the craziest feeling in the world. I've been in one, and I was like, what the hell was that? Did you think you crazy? Because things just start shaking and moving and all around you, and then you're like, you go outside, it's still shaking. You go back in your house, it's still shaking. You're like, what the? Oh my God! Oh, it's an earthquake. And it's a freaky feeling. It's scary as hell. It's scary as hell. I just want to let y'all know, an earthquake ain't no joke. It ain't no joke.
Well, all right. Well, let's take a breather right quick. Let's jump into some music. Some new music, matter of fact. Check it out. This right here is Kat St. John. You heard her music here before, but here's her new track. It's called New Beer. That's what I said. I didn't stutter. It's New Beer. Monstrous Radio Friday night. We're gonna bring it back right after this.
Ooh, I got the money. I drink you.
We love y'all.
Just really rich. Rich, rich, rich. Went to the dealership, bought me a new whip. Changed my hair color, turned into a new prop that.
About to change it too. Jedi Hayes, you
la,
know what
la,
I mean.
La, 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 la. You were big. This your girl, Kat St. Johnny. You listen to my single, Big, with my homeboy, DJ E Monster. La, 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 la.
Okay.
I'm over here having issues, man. That wasn't even a drop I wanted to play. It is what it is. So, So do we got any more? Who's bumping? Who's news?
We got one last one. 50 Cent, okay. I wouldn't care if my son got hit by a bus.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
So,
no, he did not.
Yes. So 50 Cent just walked his so listen to that. Okay. So 50 just walked his words back up a bit, saying, I have no ill will towards anyone living on this earth. The people, Shaquan, shall not say his name, looks up to me and associated with a reflection. Okay, so he's trying to back this up. Negative energy he embraces towards me. I paid his mother $1,360,000 to support to afford him. Opportunities I never had. They just spent it over the years. I repeat, get a job. Now they have to figure it out. 50 Cent's clearly not going to be father of the year, but by making it known, he'd be just fine if his oldest son got injured, possibly killed by a bus. Fifth left a shockingly cruel comment on Instagram pic of his 20-year-old son, Marquise Jackson, hanging out with the son of Suprema Griff, one of 50's rivals. How many rivals does 50 got? The rapper wrote, if both these little niggas got hit by a bus, I wouldn't have a bad day. Damn. The blood between both fathers and sons goes back several years, stemming from the bitter relationship between 50 and Marquise's mother, Ms. Thompson, who sued the rapper for $50 million. The suit was tossed in 2009. Since then, 50 and Marquise have taken shots at each other publicly on social media and in their music. And Marquise told us last year his daddy's music sucks. As for the hate for the guy in the photo, it presumably comes from 50 Cent's longstanding beef with his father, Kenneth Suprema Griff. The two are arch enemies, and Griff, the former Ja Rule and Gotti associate, allegedly once plotted to kill 50 Supreme, is currently serving a life sentence for murder, conspiracy, and drug trafficking. We're told 50 never met McGriff's son, though, and even Marquise didn't know the full backstory when he took photo with him. Wow. For real?
Right.
Oh, 50. Wow.
Yeah.
50-50.
Oh,
well,
wow.
First thing I want to say, and, you know, I don't know. I'm just going by what I hear tonight on a Friday night, getting live right here on Monsters Radio. Remember, you can find more about the show at monsterusradio.com. But that sounds like a pissed off dad. I wouldn't take what he's saying too harshly. He don't mean it. I don't believe he truly means that. I think that's a hurt dad, especially once you said he's rolling with a rival of 50s. You know what I mean? Even as a human, as a friend, if I see you rolling with my rival, I'm going to have issues. Can you imagine how that would feel as a dad? Your son rolling with the rivals. Could be giving information.
I mean,
you talking about fuck me. You know what I mean?
But you really can't fault the boy. You really can't fault him because 50 really hasn't been there for him like that. And it was probably about like 6 months to maybe about like a year ago when it was something still going out about 50 and that son of his. They were at odds or whatever behind the way that 50 was going about, like, dealing with him and things of that nature, dealing with him and his mom and things like that. So you really can't fault the child for doing something to get attention because that's exactly what he's doing. He's doing something to get attention from his dad.
Right.
And that boy
okay.
looks just like 50 ugly ass, too.
That's how you feel.
No, I'm 50, but yeah, that boy looks just like his motherfucking daddy. And y'all gonna forgive me. Please forgive me, y'all, because I do have a Don Wiggs with two G's, Papoose in the car with me right now, and we are backing up to go home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I know you're over there
waiting to
say something. Like double duck.
You wanna say hi? Hello.
What's up, bud?
He said what's up. What's up, man? And that's Mr. Miss Unbelievable is on the line.
And then you got Miss E Monster.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I heard of you a lot.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, Monster. He said he heard of you a lot, E Monster.
Okay.
He said he heard of you a lot and that he get it from his pops. And he's just like him. Oh, shit.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I didn't know that you knew about Dirty Air. Oh, shit. Okay, okay. So,
you know,
yes, the
youngsters.
I see. So the youngsters know about E Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
so yeah, me
up.
And my.
Salute.
Me and my ex baby Diddy. You know what I mean? Like I said before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we getting it in. We getting it in. Me and the youngster, you know what I mean? Me and the youngster, we just pulled up at the house, you know what I mean? Because Big Daddy is at work right now, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
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 Yeah, Big Daddy's at work right now. Cut a couple heads, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All
right.
Which
is
okay.
Right about time then, because we like right at the end of the show. Get it? So I do wanna try to spend something on our way up out of here. So we'll start with you, Kim. You got any last words before we get up out of here?
I gotta give it up to God first and foremost, because without him, none of this nor us will be possible. Dirty Earn, Miss Unbelievable, the listeners and the callers, including the one that's in the backseat with me right now. Do not know what he goes by. We have not came to that yet. We don't stay easy out there. Yes, and I will do my best to call in next week. I will do my best. I promise I will.
Okay, okay. If not, we're going to come looking for you. That's what it is.
All right,
Miss Unbelievable, what you got?
It's Friday night. It's a little cold here, so wear something comfortable. Throw on your Tim's, throw on your Cons, throw on a jogging suit and enjoy a nice little party somewhere, a nice little bar. Kick back, listen to some live music. Have fun tonight and be safe.
Okay, so I'm going to try to get it while I can. Check it out. This is a new artist. He goes by the name of Tony Michael. Believe me, you want to listen to this one as much as you can. It's going to turn around on you. Check it out. This is called Real One, Monsters Radio Live. And big monster salute to whoever that is that's over there with you, Cam. Big monster salute for knowing who the hell I am. I'm just saying. It's hard on the
Some of these people be for everybody. But you some different, and I don't really square by. But you the one I'm feeling. Like you don't even care about this life. You was there from the beginning, and I ain't gotta worry about you with another dude, cause you really ain't friendly. But that's why you my beautiful sin. You for the win. My like where you find her. Still riding through the hood in the drop top just as a friendly reminder. But still down with your day one. Stay away from the failure. And you don't take no shit from another bitch. You know what it is, yeah, baby, you a real one. Yeah, baby, you a real one. Yeah, baby, you a real one. You know you a real one. A real one. You don't ever put stress on a nigga. We ain't really got problems. I know we living up right now. Started from the bottom. You always believed in me, even when I doubt. And you ain't got a flex for the gram. You know how to keep our love private. But that's why you my beautiful sin. You for the win. My niggas like where you find her. Still riding through the hood in the drop top just as a friendly reminder. But still down with your day ones. You stay away from the fail up. And you don't take no shit from another brick. You know what it is, yeah, baby, you a real one. Yeah, baby, you a real one. Yeah, baby, you a real one. You know you a real one. A real
So, hey, you want to hear more? Make sure you hit up Tony Michael. That's called Real One on all social media. Get in.